Bean Dad, The Dress, 30 to 50 Feral Hogs. If you knew what any of those were, you spend too much time online. And hey, I do too. 16th Minute of Fame is a new weekly podcast hosted by me, Jamie Loftus. And every week, we take a closer look at an internet character of the day. Who are they? What made them so notorious? How did the internet or the algorithm choose them? And what does a person do when they're suddenly confronted with more attention than the human psyche can handle? Listen to 16th Minute of Fame on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
A new season of Bridgerton is here. And with it, a new season of Bridgerton, the official podcast. I'm your host, Gabby Collins. And this season, we are bringing fans even deeper into the ton. Watch season 3 of the Shondaland series on Netflix. Then fall in love all over again by listening to Bridgerton, the official podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Subscribe to catch a new episode every Thursday.
Hey, girlfriends, it's me, Carol Fisher, back with another season of the global number one podcast, The Girlfriends. Last time, we investigated the murder of Gail Katz. This time, we're uncovering the identity of the woman who was buried in Gail's grave for a decade before she disappeared. Join me and the rest of the club as we tell her story. Listen to season 2 of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time
to catch a cheater.
Only on The Jubal Show.
Gavin is on the phone today for To Catch a Cheater. He's been with his girlfriend, Brittany, for 5 years, but now he thinks something might be going on. So we'll see if we can help him out. Gavin, thank you for coming on the show. Not the most fun way to come on, but hopefully we can help you out here. Tell us what's going on with Brittany.
Yeah, hey guys. So basically, we've been together 5 years now, but we've got a little bit of baggage because basically, I'll just be out there like 2 years ago. She cheated on me with my roommate, who is also my best friend at the time.
Oh,
it was pretty tough. And the thing is, though, he moved out and, you know, I stayed with her because I love her. And so, you know, we kind of moved on, patched things up. There was water under the bridge and everything. But I got to be honest with you, like recently, I came home and she came home and we were all wrapping things up for the night. And I saw her wearing one of my shirts. The only issue is it was one of the shirts that I actually gave this roommate. So It just kind of completely triggered me. I'm like, hey, where'd you get that shirt? Oh, I don't know. Like, I think you gave it to me like years ago. I'm like, oh, that's interesting. I haven't seen that shirt in years. Like, it was just all these memories started coming back and like, I'm just like there. I don't know where she could have gotten this shirt because I remember him wearing it. I remember giving it to him. It just, I'm concerned.
Do you think she's messing around with that same roommate now?
That's the only thing I can really wrap my mind around at this point.
So you're not friends with this guy anymore?
No.
Why dump the friend and keep the girlfriend?
No, I mean, okay, and I've gotten this question before. You know, a lot of people have said, oh, I can't believe it. You know, you've betrayed, like, the bro code. But I look at it this way, like, you know, he betrayed me more than anything because I feel like he came on to her, mm-hmm. and she told me that he came on to her. It wasn't really like she came on to him type thing. And, you know, again, we've had multiple conversations about this, and, you know, I love Brittany. You know, we've been together for 5 years, like, yeah. We're invested into this. I'm invested into her. And, you know, I'm honest with her. So all I want to do is just have her be honest with me.
Have you tried to catch her in any way on your own yet?
Yeah. So, like, you know, I've tried to check her phone a couple of times. Mm-hmm. But, like, each time I do, like, it goes into that, like, timeout thing. And then it gets locked. Yeah. And so I'm not really able to look at anything.
I've done that before.
You know? You have?
Yeah. Right. Yeah. And the thing is, when I did it, I was on vacation with another couple, right? Oh. And so I was like, oh, there's a phone, right? Because I suspected something was going on. So I go, because everybody's outside. And I was like, I'll try it, right? And then I got it wrong. And I was like, I know what it is. Also, that was shady because she changed it because I used to know what it was. Mm. Anyway, so she changed it. And I was like, man. So I was guessing numbers that it could be. And then it went into timeout for like 10 minutes, you know? Mm-hmm. So then I went back outside and I was like, blah, blah. And then the dude that was with us, the other couple that was with us, he went into the bathroom and then he came back out. And then at a different time, each of them went to the bathroom and they're like, weird, my phone is locked. Both of them. So I'm like, did both of us try to check their phones? That's amazing. Oh, wow. All right. We'll see if we can figure it out for you, man. You already told us what grocery store she shops at. So we'll do the usual and we'll call her up, pretend to be from the grocery store and say that every single month we choose one rewards card member at random who gets free flowers delivered from our floral department. We'll say that she's this month's big winner and we'll see if she sends the flowers to you or to somebody else. Okay.
All right.
All right, man. Play a song, come back, and see if we can help you out with To Catch a Cheater next.
Hey, girlfriends. It's me, Carol Fisher. I'm so excited to tell you about the brand new series of The Girlfriends. In season one, we told you about the murder of Gail Katz at the hands of my ex-boyfriend, Bob. At one point, a woman's torso washed up on Staten Island and was misidentified as Gail. She spent 9 years in Gail's grave, and then she just disappeared.
It's almost like it's become this moral obligation to find her.
And that's what we're going to do. Find this missing girlfriend and tell her story. With the help of some of your favorite girlfriends from season one, like my producer, Anna.
Oh, my God.
My friend, Dr. Mindy Shapiro.
Hi, it's Dr. Shapiro, and I'd like to speak with the deputy medical examiner.
And, of course, Gail's sister, Elaine Katz.
Having no closure, it kills you.
Join us as we try to solve a 35-year-old cold case. It's not going to be easy, but it's going to be one hell of a ride.
What?
I can't believe this.
Listen to season two of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bean Dad, The Dress, 30 to 50 Feral Hogs. If you knew what any of those were, you spend too much time online. And hey, I do too. 16th Minute of Fame is a new weekly podcast hosted by me, Jamie Loftus, where every week I take a closer look at an internet character of the day. Who were they? What made them so notorious? Why did the internet choose them? And what does a person do when they're suddenly confronted with more attention than the human psyche can handle? I'll be talking to internet historians, experts, and yes, the main characters themselves to get a fuller picture. Because I think that even outside individual experiences, a character of the day tells us something about how the internet worked at that time and how the attention economy developed into the freaky three-headed dragon it is today. Together, we probably won't be able to properly log out, but we can take a walk down scary internet memory lane and see one day a little more clearly. Listen to 16th Minute of Fame on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
A new season of Bridgerton is here. And with it, a new season of Bridgerton, the official podcast. I'm your host, Gabrielle Collins, and this season, we are bringing fans even deeper into the ton. Colin Bridgerton has returned from his travels abroad. Is betrothal written in the stars for the eligible bachelor? Meanwhile, the ton is reverberating with speculation of who holds Lady Whistledown's pen. We're discussing it all. I sit down with Nicola Coughlan, Luke Newton, Shonda Rhimes, and more to offer an exclusive peek behind the scenes of each episode of the new season. Watch season three of the Shondaland series on Netflix. Then, fall in love all over again by listening to Bridgerton, the official podcast, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Subscribe to catch a new episode every Thursday.
It's time
to catch a cheater.
Only on The Jubal Show.
Gavin is on the phone today for To Catch a Cheater, and he thinks that his girlfriend of 5 years, Brittany, might be cheating on him. So we're about to call her and see if we can catch her. But before we do that, Gavin, why don't you refresh everybody's memory about what you think is going on?
Hey, yeah. So just real quick, I've been with my girl for 5 years, and 2 years ago, she cheated on me with my then best friend and roommate. And just the other day, like at the end of the day, I caught her like walking around in this shirt. And this was a shirt that I had actually given to that roommate. And so I was just wondering, like, where she got it, and now I've got some suspicions.
Okay.
Well, what kind of shirt? It's not a regular t-shirt, right? So this has got to be an obvious shirt.
Yeah, I mean, it has something funny written on it. You know, it's kind of like a gag gift type of thing. So you would definitely not mistaken it.
Got it.
Huh. Yeah.
All right, cool. Well, Here we go. We're about to call her from the grocery store that she's a rewards card member at and tell her that she's this month's big winner of 36 long stem red roses to be delivered to anybody that she wants. And we'll see if she sends them to you or somebody else. Okay. Here we go.
Hello.
Hi, is this Brittany, who's a rewards card member with?
Yes, who's this?
Brittany, please do not hang up. This is not a marketing call. Okay. I'm calling to let you know that you're this month's big winner. Congratulations. Yay. We're making some noise for you up here in the office. Congratulations.
Okay.
Thank you so much for shopping with us.
I'm sorry. What did I win?
The flowers.
Oh, I signed up for something like that?
Well, you did when you became a rewards card member with us. Yes. Every single month, I don't know if you've seen the signage in the store. Every single month, we choose one rewards card member at random who we call up and say, thank you very much for being such a loyal customer by giving them flowers to be delivered from our floral department. So you've won 36 long stem red roses to be delivered to anybody that you want. It includes a box of candy and a card.
Wow. I must have missed the signs. That's pretty cool. Okay.
Here's how this works. I can take the information down over the phone in just a matter of minutes if you already happen to know who you'd like to send them to.
Okay, so I am sending flowers to someone.
Anybody that you want, as long as in the United States.
Really? Okay. Is it weird to send flowers to a guy?
Absolutely not.
All right. Okay, then, so I just give you their name, I guess?
So I would just need the first and the last name of the person that you'd like to send them to.
Sure. Jordan.
Great. And would you like to include a card with it?
I mean, you could just put something like, won't these look so cute in your kitchen? Oh. And like put like a little wink face or something. Is that silly? I think that sounds good.
Yeah, I think that's fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. It might not be fun for Gavin, who's your boyfriend, who's on the phone, though.
Sorry, what?
Yeah, this is actually the Jubal Show. My name is Jubal.
Hi, I'm Nina.
Hi, and I'm Victoria.
And this is a radio show, and your boyfriend Gavin is on the phone because he thought you might be cheating and wanted to see who he'd send flowers to.
Babe, what the f***?
What is going on? I just don't understand. Did the lines get crossed? Hello?
No, the lines didn't get crossed, babe. I called to see what was going on, and now I found out.
I literally don't even know what you're talking about.
Oh, you don't. You don't know what I'm talking about.
What is going on right now? I am so confused.
This is a radio show, and we do a segment where we try to catch people cheating. And Gavin thought you might be cheating, and you just sent flowers to some dude named Jordan.
So who's Jordan?
You know who Jordan is.
I mean, yeah, I think we all know who Jordan is.
What is Jordan the shirt guy? Yeah. Can somebody just say it?
I don't know who Jordan is.
Yeah, he's my former roommate and the guy that cheated on, you know, that slept with my girlfriend.
Oh.
I mean, I don't know what you want me to say.
Well, why are you doing it again?
I mean, I'm not. I didn't say I was.
Well, then why the hell did you have his shirt the other night?
What shirt are you even talking about?
You know the shirt, the one that has the comedy gag on it. I mean, like, I don't understand. I gave him that shirt years ago, and all of a sudden you just show up wearing it?
Okay, I don't understand what the thing is with the shirt. I mean, I do the laundry, you don't do the laundry, so maybe you're just not paying attention.
But you're also sending him flowers, though.
That's
a little gaslighting.
Even more than the shirt, you're sending him flowers.
Okay, and?
Why are you sending him flowers? How long have you two been talking?
Listen, you know what, Gavin? This is really ridiculous because, you know, when we had issues, you said you're not going to work as much. You're going to give me more attention. And then you didn't. Okay. So what did you think I was going to do? Just sit home 7 days a week alone, not go out at night, just eat dinner alone when you're working late and just do that forever? No. You made promises that you couldn't keep. I have needs. I don't want to be alone all the time. That's not what I'm looking for. And you know what? He gives me attention. Jordan gives me attention that you don't give me, and he makes me feel good, which you're too tired to do.
That doesn't give you an excuse to cheat, though.
Wait, so are you like, does he just talk to you and make you feel good, or does he touch you and make you feel good?
I mean, there's time spent together, so there's a lot of feel good that's not happening in my relationship. So
that is so wrong, though, when you're in a relationship.
I mean, it's not like he's around. It's not like he's actually in the relationship, so don't even give me this. You don't even know the story.
You know what? That doesn't matter. I mean, it doesn't excuse the fact that you're cheating on me and that you're still in contact with them. I can't believe this. I really can't. I mean, after all we've been through together, you're going to do this to me?
Yeah, I think I'm done. You know, I think I'll get my stuff tonight. I'll be out.
What?
This is pretty cold, girl. What the heck?
You guys don't know the whole story, so you need to think before you start judging me.
It's not so much judgment. I just hear the attitude in the voice, and I just feel like when people care about each other, they just handle it a little different.
Yeah, but sometimes you're just done, and, like, this is a really crappy way to catch someone, you know, and be all sneaky now.
It's really crappy to have to be caught. That's what I think.
Oh, hanging up. You guys suck anyway.
Okay.
Oh, man. I can't say I disagree, you know. Hey, Gavin.
I mean, I'd be mad, too.
Damn. Yeah.
Are you all right?
I don't know, guys. I mean, I got to call some people and go grab some tequila.
There you go.
There you go. I
mean, the good news is you're not crazy.
She does not sound nice to you, Gavin.
At all.
Nah, man. And honestly, you guys, we would do things all the time. We go to movies once a week and everything. And,
yeah.
You know, it's just never enough for her. So.
Well, whatever. I've been in that situation with somebody who is never enough for a lot in my life. And I can tell you, you can find someone else who you will be enough for at some point.
Thanks, man.
Good luck.
Good luck.
I appreciate it, guys.
All right. Take care, man. Let us know if you need anything.
The Jubal Show's To Catch a Cheater.
Bean Dad. The Dress. 30 to 50 feral hogs. If you knew what any of those were, you spend too much time online. And hey, I do too. 16th Minute of Fame is a new weekly podcast hosted by me, Jamie Loftus. And every week, we take a closer look at an internet character of the day. Who are they? What made them so notorious? How did the internet or the algorithm choose them? And what does a person do when they're suddenly confronted with more attention than the human psyche can handle? Listen to 16th Minute of Fame on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
A new season of Bridgerton is here. And with it, a new season of Bridgerton, the official podcast. I'm your host, Gabby Collins. And this season, we are bringing fans even deeper into the ton. Watch season 3 of the Shondaland series on Netflix. Then fall in love all over again by listening to Bridgerton, the official podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Subscribe to catch a new episode every Thursday.
Hey, girlfriends, it's me, Carol Fisher, back with another season of the global number one podcast, The Girlfriends. Last time, we investigated the murder of Gail Katz. This time, we're uncovering the identity of the woman who was buried in Gail's grave for a decade before she disappeared. Join me and the rest of the club as we tell her story. Listen to season 2 of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.